Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. We're in the fifth Bible of Mishnah Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simin Tuf Tzadi Gimel today. And we had left off at the middle of a Mishnah Berurah yesterday, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. And we just want to finish off the last line or two of that Siv Katan, where he says, Ochein kishachol lamed gimel ba'omer, the Erev Shabbos, when lamed gimel ba'omer, when lag ba'omer comes out on Erev Shabbos, and therefore we said that you don't go take a haircut on Lag Ba'Omer, according to the opinion we brought down yesterday, until the morning of Lag Ba'Omer, and now when it's Erev Shabbos coming out on Lag Ba'Omer, it's going to be a little bit difficult for you to take a haircut only in the day of Lag Ba'Omer. V'hu lo shas hadchak lasos v'yom, it's a short day, and you're concerned that you're not going to have enough time to cut your hair properly and shave properly if you wait till the morning. Then in this situation, you could go take the haircut, shave on already Thursday night, which is Friday in Halacha, but normally we wouldn't allow you to go shave or take a haircut then, but here you could. Okay, that's the continuation from the end of yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. Now we continue with the very top line of the Ramah. Mihu, imcha b'yom rishon. If you're dealing over here with Lag Ba'Omer coming out on a Sunday, then noagin l'staper b'yom shishi l'chvot Shabbos. Then he brings down for the Mari Vayel that then in that situation, you would be allowed to go take a haircut already on Erev Shabbos. That's now on Lamed Aleph in the Omer, Lamed Beis is Shabbos, and Lamed Gimel is Sunday, so even though it's only Lamed Aleph, you'd be allowed to go take a haircut then, l'kavod Shabbos. And you can see this in the Berheitev Os Vav, that this is the opinion of the Mari Vayel. However, he brings out from the Mariel that you can't do this, and likewise other Achronim. However, the Berheitev continues in Sivkot and Vav, Mikomokom Hecho de Nog Hetu Nog, where they accepted this Heter of the Mari Vayel, you can use it, and we're not normally machmer these type of dinim. He brings us down the name of the Chok Yaakov. In any event, the Ramah continues and he says, Umish hu bal bris o mol beno. Somebody is making a bris, or he himself is doing the actual bris milah, the one who's the moel, mutter for this, either the father of the child or the moel, mutter l'staper b'sfira. They're allowed to go take a haircut anytime during the sfira, l'chavad amila, in order to honor the bris milah over here. He brings down from the Hagos, min hagin. Now, Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu ha-sanduk v'hamo. When he says the Baal Bris over here, he's talking about the sanduk, not only the father, but the father too. And the moel, of course. V'avi ha-ben, the father of the child, av she'eno moel obyatzo, even if he's not doing the bris milah himself, and he's not the sanduk, and umashu kosev v'ramo, ol moel b'no, implies, Hainu she'esh lo ben she'tzorech l'mul. So it means that you have a child that's waiting to be mild. So the father of the child, and the issue footnote number 24 reminds us that the same din is brought down in the halachos of Tisha B'Av, that if you're making a bris, that the mother of the child as well, so the parents of the child are also allowed to go and take a haircut. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Avalo hamotzi v'amevi, not the kvater, the people that bring the baby in and take the baby out, while they're obviously very happy and they're participating in the simcha, it's not enough of a reason for them to be allowed to take a haircut. The issue footnote number 25 says, and the other people, they go get kibudim at a bris, shekol, shekain, she'enam nechshav l'bali bris. They certainly aren't considered to be bali bris to go be allowed to take a haircut. Now, he brings up from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shalashara Kurim Ein Mitzvah Lovel Abris, because the others technically don't have to come. The only people that must be at the bris, ideally, are the Moel and the Sanduk, and we allow the parents as well. They have a mitzvah to be over there. And they have a mitzvah to go and invite other people to be Mesameach and to have a bigger party over there. And that's why when you're invited to come to a bris, you're not supposed to turn it down. That's why we have the minhag not to, quote, invite somebody to a bris. We inform them about the bris, but we don't invite somebody to a bris because otherwise they have a problem that they're not participating in Barov Am Hadras Melech, and therefore they're causing a diminution over here in the kavod of this great mitzvah gedola of bris milah. A pidyon ben, however, doesn't have the same halacha. Rav Yashin Zatzal, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, both bring down that there is no heter for the father or the kohen involved in the pidyon ben to go and take a haircut. If a boy becomes bar mitzvah during the svira, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, all of l'staper b'kanuso, he should better go and take a haircut when he's still a katan, but if he didn't have a chance to do this, he would be allowed to even go and take a haircut on the day that he becomes a bar mitzvah. However, he says that the parents of the bar mitzvah boy cannot go and take a haircut, although the Makor Chaim says that they could. And he adds, Lenara Shanasis Bas Mitzvah, for a girl that becomes a Bas Mitzvah, she's not allowed to go take a haircut that day. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says, Hainu Afilu B'Yom Shelifnei Amila, that when we permitted somebody to go take a haircut in honor of the bris milah, the father, the mother, the bal bris, the sanduk, or the moral, so they can even do it the day before, and they don't have to do it the morning of the bris milah. And they can do this somuch le'erev, kodem alich le'beis ha'knesses. They can do this the night before they go to shul. The issue footnote number 26 says there are other halachos involved over here, whether you're allowed to take a haircut before you say kriya shema, so those have to be followed as well. And he brings out from the Aruch HaShulchan, why are they allowed to do this? Mishum shiyom tov shalem, this is a yomtiv for them. And the Maimon Mordechai adds, it's not considered enough of yomtiv that they don't say tachlin the day beforehand. The people here don't say tachlin after the bris on the day of the bris milah, but the day before they would say tachlin. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'imchol hamila b'Shabbos, if the bris milah comes out on Shabbos, so then mutarim l'stapa be'erev Shabbos afilu kol chatzos. Then they can go take the haircut even Friday before chatzos." The issue foot number 27 brings down that if the bris milah is on Sunday, in that situation, the Chassam Sofer writes, "Ain l'stapa be'erev Shabbos." Then you can't take it l'kovet Shabbos on erev Shabbos, and this is different than when Lag BaOmer comes out on a Sunday. And why should there be such a difference? So he says that Lag BaOmer is a tzibur dika holiday, as opposed to the bris milah is your own personal holiday. So therefore, for the tzibur, we allow it to do it on Friday, l'kovet Shabbos, and the simcha for the tzibur, but not for the individual simcha, that isn't allowed. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Bechaber writes, Yesh noagim l'histaper, there are those that have the custom to go take a haircut, v'rosh chodesh iyar, on Rosh Chodesh iyar. Now, betos will be adam. The Bechaber says, that is a mistake. Mr. Burr in Sivkot and Yudala tells us, Avoya Biktzara. I have to explain this over here. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says there are three shitos. Later on, we'll see that there really are six shitos over here in terms of when you're allowed to go take haircuts, the different customs of when you count, quote, sfira, in terms of not taking a haircut. So we'll do the introduction here in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Dekuli Amo Noagim Isalam Gimu Yomin. Everybody holds, whichever shita you have over here, there is a 33-day period of time that you don't cut your hair. He says, however, ach, yesh b'zem in hogim shonim, but there are many different customs as to how to calculate that 33 days. V'yesh l'kol echo tam l'minhogo, each minhog is a beautiful, holy minhog that has reasons for it. Kim avor b'vir halacha, and he explains this in Dibra Maskel, via yesh noagim, in the Bir Halacha, where he says, the yesh b'zeh shalosh shitos. There are actually three shitos over here. If you follow along in this Bir Halacha, you'll see exactly more details about the three shitos, but we're not going to do that now. We're going to continue in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, number one, Yesha Bacharu Oson Miyom Sheni Shol Pesach Ad Lamed Gimel Bomer. There's one shita, it's a very commonly held shita, that you start counting Svira from the day that you count Svira, which means from the second night of Pesach up to Lag BaOmer. Umisham Bahala, after Lag BaOmer, Ad Shavuos, until Shavuos time, Lo Kiblo Lame Shemitzah, then there's no problem. You can take a haircut all you want. However, Omnam Ad Lamed Gimel Bomer Ain Matirim Shum Yom. But according to this opinion, up to Lag BaOmer, there are no exceptions to the rule, including Chol HaMoed and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's opinion number one. V'yesh sheniku mimem tes yom yimei ha'omer tes zayin yomim harishonim. There are others that say, no, we deduct the first 17 days from the Omer up front. In other words, you start your restrictions against taking haircuts, dainu ad yom sheni shol Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And there, Misham Vohala at Shavuos, Shulam Gimel Yomim. That's 33 days until Shavuos time. And therefore, Ein Matirim Shum Yom, all the rest of these days, there is no day that you don't have this restriction, with the one exception being Lag BaOmer itself. Levai Lag Gimel BaOmer Atzmo, Hitiru B'Miktsasu. You're allowed to take some of the day to take a haircut, Misham B'Miktsasu Yom Kekula, because you're still keeping most of the day with the concept of Miktsasu Yom Kekula. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Nimtza, turns out, Misha Ochez Hachevo Bishnei Roshin, if you try to hold the rope at both ends, Dainu Shemeko B'Rosh Chodesh Iyar, if you make it to take a haircut in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, V'gam Meko Milag BaOmer V'Hola, Tos B'Yodo. That's the mistake over here. You can't have it both ways. If you're not taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, so then you have the time afterwards. But if you're taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, then you don't have the time after Lag BaOmer. Now, the Ramah continues and he says, Hagah Miu, Baharbe Makomos Noagil and Stopper Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He says another common minog is that you take haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But also no Yisapru Milamed Gimel BaOmer Ve'elech Afal Pishemutul Stopper Milamed Gimel BaOmer Atzvo. And then these people, they're not allowed to take a haircut after Lag BaOmer all the way until Shavuos, but with the exception of Lag BaOmer. Also, Mekom Shenogim Lestapim Milag Gimel BaOmer VeElach Lo Yistapru Klal Achar Pesach Ad LaMegub BaOmer. And those that have the custom to take a haircut after Lag BaOmer, then they shouldn't do anything before Lag BaOmer, including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the Ramah is really just fleshing out what we already brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Tezvav, and he says, Rotsu Lomar, Ad Shavuos Mamish V'Chanal, that opinion says you don't take haircuts after Lag BaOmer means all the way up to Shavuos, Mamish, even including the Shloshes Me'Agbola. However, he says, V'inei b'bedina seinu haminag lisa ulistapbe b'shloshes me'agbola. He says, there are those that are makel over here and already allow you to take a haircut and to get married during the Shloshes Me'agbola, the 3 days before Shavuos. And therefore, al kein mesik ha-mogin avram, therefore the mogin avram writes, that tzorich lizar, one has to be careful, shalalisa ulistapbe b'shnei yomim shal rosh chodesh iyar. According to this opinion, you can't take a haircut or get married on either of the days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, v'gam b'rishol shi me'agbola b'boki davka, and likewise, the first day of the Shloshes Me'agbola, only in the morning itself, because this way you can say Damrina Mikzas Yom Kekulo, and this way you'll fill in the 3 days that you're missing with the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and the first day of the Shloshes Me'agbola. V'im Kain, therefore, Ayidezeh Yushlam Lamed Gimel Yomim Sha'anu Nogim Avelus Avurim, and this way you'll get the 32 days according to this count. Now, he brings down the cost of the Chayodim writes, Shekein Amino Gam Kain V'Kahal V'Kilas Kodesh Vilna, the holy city of Vilna, their custom was, Shinoagim Isser Miyom Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they held from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Ad Gimel Sivan Baboker, until the morning of Gimel Sivan in the morning. However, Movad B'Lag B'Gimel B'Omer Noagim Boheta, but they did allow you to go take a haircut on Lag B'Omer. Again, Mikzas Yom Kekulo being the idea. Then he adds, V'yesh Mekom Shinoagim L'Hoko Rak B'Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there are those places that only allow you to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag B'Omer and the Rosh Chodesh Sivan at Shavuos. However, the rest of the Sfira, they don't. U'binyonim Elu Yitpos Kol Echot Kefi Minhag Mekomo. How do we paskin? Every place can follow its own minhag, and the post can bring down. You even have to change the minhag from 1 year to the other. These are all holy minhagim, and there's no obligation to necessarily even take the same one all the time. However, now we go back to the Ramah, and he says, "V'lo yenhugu be'ir achas mikzas minhagzeh u'mikzas minhagzeh mishum losis kodedu." He says, in one city, you shouldn't try to have different people having different customs, because that's already a problem of losis kodedu, that it shouldn't look like we have two Torahs, that it shouldn't look like that we have different customs in Klal Yisrael in the same area. The Kol Shekein, and certainly, Shein Linog Het Debishtem, and certainly, he brings down in his own opinion, you can't take the kulas of two different opinions. So you want to take haircuts, as we said, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and unlike Balmer, so then you got problems. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Zayin explains, Rotsu Lomar, Shemitzas Bnei Adam Yinhagu Kach Umitzas Yinhagu Kach. It's not right to have in the same community some people holding this way and some people holding that way. He does bring down in the end of Dirshu footnote number 33 that in places that have many different amalgams of people coming from different places, like he says, could go in Brooklyn, like Brooklyn, New York, which has people coming from all over the world that now live there and they all bring their own different customs. He says, Ein lo chush l'machlokes klal. You don't have to be concerned over here that one shul is doing it this way, one person does it this way. V'rashay odom linog shon achas kiminog zu, v'shon achas kiminog acher. Im tamam shabbat, for the reasons, if they're all good reasons, so then you can follow any kosher minog. And he says, the rav can be the masada kedushin at a wedding for a person that holds a different sphere than he has. And he says, even if this is going to cause that he's going to hold a go to a wedding for one person, that's then he's going to go to a wedding for another person, and there's no way that those two minhagim are compatible to have the weddings. Nevertheless, he has no problem in being able to go to both. The issue foot number 33 at the beginning does point out that we do have a problem of losis kodedu, even though people aren't machbid on each other. The din of losis kodedu is not only a din on whether it's going to cause machlokis or not. Just to summarize over here, in the third paragraph, he brings down the six opinions, the six different opinions that we have for the minhagim of Svira. So he says, number one is the Mechaber's opinion, that Navelis is until Lamed Dalid Ba'omer. You only shave, take a haircut on the morning of the 34th, not unlike Ba'omer. The opinion of the Ramah, which is similar to that, except that you can start already taking the haircuts on the morning of Lamed Gimel. Then he has the minhag that's brought down in the Morgan Avram, that Linhog Avelus Me'achrei Rosh Chodesh Iyar at Shavuos Chutz Milamed Gimel Ba'omer, that you go from after Rosh Chodesh all the way up until Shavuos, with the exception of Lamed Gimel Ba'omer. Then he has the minhag Nosaf Shuvav Morgan Avram Me'echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar at Yom Echad Sheyimei Hagbola Ba'boker. That's the minhag we just brought down as well, that you go from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the first day of the Shloshes Me'agbola. And you can also shave on Lag Ba'omer. The fifth minhag is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of Derech HaChaim. Lino gavelas me'achri isru chag ad Rosh Chodesh Sivan, from the start of isru chag of Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, with the exception of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer. And finally, the last minhag is brought down from the Mogen Avraham as well. Lino gavelas me'Pesach HaShavuos, the entire period of time, with the exception of all the Rosh Chodeshes of Iyar and Sivan and Lag BaOmer. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yud Zayin says that you can't take the easy positions of different minhagim and therefore have none of them accomplished. Dainu, shinag heter ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar kisar v'chona, that you're going to say I can do anything I want till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, like the opinion that says you only go till from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shavuos, and then v'gam minhag heter b'labegimel ba'om ve'elach, and then also take the heter of after labegimel ba'omer until Shavuos kisar rishona. So that's a tarta de sasa. You can't do that. Kivin shtei kulus elu sosu zuluzu v'chanal. They obviously contradict each other, so you can't do that. But the other way around, if you want to take the chumras, that you're allowed to do. Abi yochol litvos chumriyam minhagim. For example, the hainu shiinag isim mipesach ad erev shavuos, or ad yom rishon shalagbala chutz milabegim b'omer. That you can take more upon yourself. That's not a problem. Vavshinoik shtei chumras hasosu zolzu. But even though it seems to be contradictory, eino kichsil aholich b'choshi. You're not like a fool going about in the darkness over here. We normally don't expect you to take chumras that seem to be contradictory to each other. But here you're allowed to, because kivin sh'osa kein rak mach masopik. You're doing this because you're not sure which is the correct way to do this. Shina de eze minok hu'ika. We don't know which is the correct one, so therefore you can do this in this situation. However, but you don't certainly have to do this. El yochot litvos eze minok sh'yutza. You can pick one of these holy customs and follow that. And not be concerned that maybe other people aren't going to have the same minog as you. The kivin shurak minog biyama. It's just the minog over here. And lahachme b'sveik. You don't have to be machme over here in a safek. However, avolim yaduolo minog amokum in l'shanas. But if you know that this is the minog over here, then try to follow the minog of that place. Bein lahakil, bein lahachme. You should do what they do, whether it's more lenient or a more stricter opinion. Sif dalit. And the Chabad writes, Nagu anoshim shelo lasos melacha mipesach v'yad atzeres. The women had a custom that they wouldn't do melacha between Pesach and Atzeres from the time Yishkiyas HaCham HaVeilach, from the time that the sun sets and onward, as we'll see, that means till they count Svira, because of reasons that we'll also now say in the Mishnah Berurah. So we can see this in Sivkot Yud Ches. He says, V'hu adin anoshim. It's not only women, it's men as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches explains why, the reason that we don't do melacha then, men or women, hatam, shenikberu achar shkiyas hachama. They buried the people, Nebuch, the Tamid, and Rabbi Akiva, that died. They buried them right after shkiyas hachama. V'ayu ha'am b'telem imlacha. And everybody wasn't doing work at that point in time because of the burials. And therefore, as a reminder of that, we don't do melacha. V'yesh otam b'tor. The Torah brings down another reason. L'fisha oz man siras omer. Because you're mechuyev to count siras omer. Uba omer k'siv. And in the omer it says, sheva shabbosos, which implies miloshen shus, that you should abstain from doing melacha. Dainu, shebizman ha'svira. Why you still haven't counted svira? Yesh lishbos mimelacha. You shouldn't do melacha at this point in time. The issue footnote number 34 brings out from the Kaf HaChaim what type of melacha we're talking about. You can't turn on a light. It says no dafka melacha gemura v'yarucha, a real melacha over here. And this is also the opinion of Vazin Zatzal. And he says shebishul afia v'nikayon mutarim la'asosam, to go and cook or to bake or to clean, that's allowed. That's not considered a melacha gemura v'arucha over here. Furthermore, he brings out from Nissan Karl Zatzal, Shein Yisrael l'likbo atzma melacha. You shouldn't set yourself to do melacha. You shouldn't set to do some set melacha, like washing or writing. But if you just have to write something down, take a phone number down, or you just want to rinse off a utensil, that would be permitted. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, well, a few times there, based upon this reasoning, that you don't do melacha over here because of this Sheva Shabbosos concept, so he says, according to this, achar shesofer, once you've already counted, mutar take it melacha. You certainly can do melacha right then and there. He says, what about women in the issue foot number 35 that have the minhag not to say Siras Omer? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, she talking shalei and lishbos mi melacha kol halayla. So they taka, don't do work all night long. With that, we conclude Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel and today's shir.